The 11th apartment had only one closet, but it did have a sliding glass door that opened onto a small balcony, from which he could see a man sitting across the way, outdoors, in only a t-shirt and shorts, even though it was October, smoking. Willem held up a hand in greeting to him, but the man didn't wave back. In the bedroom, Jude was accordioning the closet door, opening and shutting it when Willem came in. "There's only one closet," he said. "That's okay," Willem said. "I have nothing to put in it, anyway." "Neither do I." They smiled at each other. The agent from the building wandered in after them. "We'll take it," Jude told her. But back at the agent's office, they were told they couldn't rent the apartment after all. "Why not?" Jude asked her. "You don't make enough to cover 6 months' rent, and you don't have anything in savings," said the agent, suddenly terse. She had checked their credit and their bank accounts, and had at last realized that there was something amiss about two men in their 20s who were not a couple and yet were trying to rent a one-bedroom apartment on a dull, but still expensive, stretch of 25th Street. "Do you have anyone who can sign on as your guarantor? A boss? Parents?"
"Our parents are dead,"
said Willem, swiftly. The agent sighed. "Then I suggest you lower your expectations. No one who manages a well-run building is going to rent to candidates with your financial profile." And then she stood, with an air of finality, and looked pointedly at the door. "I asked it the first time I met him. I said, 'Tom, they're gonna ask you why you did chores for free for Mayella Yule.' Tom said, 'I felt sorry for her.' I said, 'No, you can't say that. Say, it looked like she could use a hand.' He didn't need an explanation. He knew that a black man can't feel sorry for a white woman. Even if he sees that she's taken care of a house and seven children with no help from her drunk and abusive father, that a simple act of compassion would be seen by this jury as an insult. He feels sorry for us. He doesn't know his place. He's forgotten who he is. And so we practiced every day. I'd bait him, I'd antagonize him, I treated him with disrespect and contempt, and he never broke. So why did he break today? Well, the answer is, he didn't. You saw him, you heard him. That wasn't a slip of the tongue. Tom Robinson said exactly what he meant. In fact, he said it twice. Because he forgot his place? Because he forgot who he was? What he was? No. Because he remembered. A man will have his dignity."
"I got a plan, John. This is a good one. We can't always fight nature, John. We can't fight change. We can't fight gravity. We can't fight nothing. My whole life, all I ever did was fight. But I can't give up, neither. I can't fight my own nature. That's a paradox, John, you see. When I'm gone, they'll just find another monster. They have to. Because they have to justify their wages. Our time has passed, John.